Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Given the deluge of quality titles that flooded the gaming landscape throughout 2023, you'd be forgiven for not even thinking about what's to come in the year ahead. Yet 2024 looks set to deliver a truly intriguing year for the medium. Because I'm Cy for WhatCulture.com, and here are the 20 most anticipated games of 2024. Number 20, Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown. As cinema's wisest monkey once said, the prince has returned.
What do you mean that's not what he said?
It's close enough. After a 13-year absence, one of gaming's oldest franchises is returning to make sure the new year starts with a bang. January 18th will see the Prince of Persia receiving its first new title since 2010's Forgotten Sands. And from the look of things, Ubisoft are keen to make up for lost time. Previews for The Lost Crown have been largely positive, with the shift to the Metroidvania genre having worked in the game's favour. Combat, which has long been the series' bane, looks genuinely entertaining this time around, and the promised 20 to 25 hour runtime should offer plenty of opportunities to indulge in the silky smooth platforming challenges that define the Prince of Persia games. Number 19, Silk Song. This is the fourth most anticipated video we've done on What Culture that has featured Silk Song. Please stop making me ask for this game and just give it to me. Number 18, Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door. When the latest Nintendo Direct ended with the reveal that Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door was getting a remake, it's safe to say that many Nintendo fans' little red caps were sent spinning around their heads. For context, Paper Mario has long been one of Nintendo's most underperforming titles. Ever since The Thousand Year Door came out on the GameCube back in 2004, the Paper Mario games have never come close to recapturing its magic. Instead, the series has dabbled with a variety of arts and crafts themed battle systems, stickers, paint, and origami, none of which have worked anywhere near as The Thousand Year Door's more traditional gameplay. Fans have been begging for years to go back to what worked so well in this game, and Nintendo seem to have listened and given them exactly what they asked for. There may be those decrying the fact that this is a remake instead of a brand new title, but to them I say, bah! The Thousand Year Door turns 20 next year, and its undoubtable charms deserve to be experienced by those who missed out the first time around. Number 17, Thank Goodness You're Here. Well, this looks utterly splendiferous, wouldn't you say? Thank Goodness You're Here caused many a monocle to be dropped into a cup of Earl Grey when it came into the view of the public. After cresting over the hill of internal development, the game soon found itself frolicking in the field of public appreciation due to its lively, winsome depiction of the Sceptred Isle, home of such cultural institutions as Shakespeare, Doctor Who, and Marmite. Thank Goodness You're Here looks set to be a jolly animated romp through a small town in Blighty, where you control a travelling salesman who assists the locals, almost all of whom greet him with a desperate enunciation of the game's title. A wonderful slapstick comedy in the best of British mould, Thank Goodness You're Here is gearing up to be a loving celebration and delightful pee-take of British culture in equal measure. Number 16, Avowed. The elevator pitch for Avowed is essentially Obsidian does Elder Scrolls, which, considering Obsidian does Fallout is often called the best Fallout game ever made, is a hell of a pitch. Of course, the reality is a little more complex than that. Obsidian aren't actually making their own Elder Scrolls game, as Avowed will be set in the same world as Obsidian's criminally underrated Pillars of Eternity duology. It'll also include guns, so anyone who's ever dreamed about shooting Skyrim's ludicrously tenacious bears in the face now has a placebo for that particular fantasy. Considering the studio's pedigree, after all, over the last few years, years they released Outer Worlds, Pentiment, and Grounded, only a fool would bet against them. Number 15, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024. Microsoft Flight Simulator may not be to everyone's taste, but there's no doubt that it's the best at what it does. And what it does best is be very pretty. Flight Simulator turned a lot of heads when it landed on the Series X in 2020, acting as a graphical showpiece for Microsoft's then new console. 2024 looks set to continue in the same vein, as the game looks stunning in the official screenshots. Yet rather than merely retreading what worked well before, developers Asobo Studio are tweaking the formula by offering the most action-packed flight simulator ever. 2024 might be the most high-octane entry yet, with missions charging the player with rescues, firefighting, and stunt shows. The Flight Simulator series has been going for over 40 years, and 2024 looks to be the most exciting entry so far. Number 14, Senua's Saga Hellblade 2. The first Hellblade was a flawed diamond, but if the sequel smooths out its rough edges while retaining the atmosphere, it should be a real treat. If by treat you mean harrowing psychological nightmare. From the moment protagonist Senua delivered an impassioned monologue directly into the camera, the first Hellblade burrowed its way into the psyches of those who played it. Ninja Theory's mind-bending tale of grief, depression, and psychosis was a standout even amongst the heavy hitters of 2017, but it wasn't perfect. Senua's Sacrifice very much felt like a game developed on a budget, as its short runtime and lack of enemy variety ultimately worked against it. The upcoming sequel, however, definitely isn't short of a bob or two, with the release trailers looking utterly stunning. If Ninja Theory deliver on the promise shown by the original Hellblade, expect Senua's Saga to be the 2024 equivalent of Alan Wake 2, a mind-bending psychological horror that receives a stupendous amount of critical acclaim. Number 13, Dragon Age Dreadwolf. Oh, Dreadwolf, where art thou? Next year, we'll have seen 10 years elapse since the last time gamers got to explore the lands of Dragon Age, and the gaming landscape has changed considerably since then. BioWare have tumbled down the rankings of the RPG heavyweight division thanks to the 1-2 punch of disappointing releases, and other companies stepping up to replace them. Hell, Larian took their place as the top dog by taking BioWare's old Baldur's Gate series and doing it better than anyone dreamed possible. Now that's a flex. As such, BioWare have a lot riding on Dreadwolf, and despite the tumultuous nature of the game's development, it's hard not to root for it. Dragon Age is one of the greatest fantasy settings ever conceived in any medium. After all, the original developer spent a year on world building before writing a single line of code. And the chance to explore its world of persecuted mages, zealous Templars, and ripped beastmen is one gamers have been deprived of for far too long. Number 12, Dragon's Dogma 2. From one dragon-related title to another, the announcement of Dragon's Dogma 2 was one of 2023's most heartwarming moments. The original Dragon's Dogma seemed doomed to be a cult classic, remembered only by a hardcore few. The 2012 JRPG quietly innovated the genre with its emphasis on real-time battles and groundbreaking pawn system. Pawns being immortal, highly customizable, and extremely chatty mercenaries for hire, but nobody seemed to take notice. However, word slowly spread about Capcom's surprisingly excellent JRPG, and over the next 10 years, the game nobody bought at launch managed to sell over 2 million copies. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a welcome validation for the original game, and if the sequel lives up to its predecessor, and early previews indicate that it does just that, it will hopefully sell well enough that we don't need to wait another 10 years for the next one. Number 11, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. Oh, it's a hat-trick of dragons, wouldn't you know? This one's a little bit different, though. Like a Dragon, formerly known as Yakuza, may have started off as a gritty crime drama. Indeed, the main plots tend to be relatively straight-laced thrillers, but that's not why fans champion the series. Yakuza games thrive when placing their heroes in ridiculous situations and asking them and the player to just get on with it. Previous games have tasked players with fighting off diaper-wearing gang bosses, a stealth mission where the objective is to buy a porn magazine without being seen, and playing detective to find out who's been secretly peeing in a local river. Like Leslie Nielsen, Like a Dragon's cast face the utterly absurd with the utmost sincerity, and the results are never less than hilarious. And with Infinite Wealth reportedly being the biggest game yet in the franchise, there should be plenty of laughs to be had when it launches in January.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 10, Unicorn Overlord. The frontrunners of 2024's Best Worst Name Award, this tactical RPG comes from the always intriguing minds at Vanillaware. If you aren't familiar with the company, they're the people behind 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim, a brilliantly idiosyncratic masterpiece that deserved a hell of a lot more recognition than it got. Which may explain Unicorn Overlord's daft title, if nothing else it certainly grabs your attention. After conquering visual novels with 13 Sentinels, Vanillaware looks set to bring their signature style to the tactical RPG genre, and the result look mouth-watering. Vanillaware are master pixel polishers, and their signature 2D art style has resulted in some of the greatest looking games ever made. 2007's Odin Sphere still looks amazing today. Vanillaware have found success at every genre they turned their hands to, and Unicorn Overlord will surely continue their run of form. Number 9, Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail. Final Fantasy XIV's development may well go down as the greatest comeback story in video game history. After being pronounced dead on arrival in 2010, FF14 relaunched in 2013 as a radically overhauled beast, and over the course of the next 8 years blossomed into the most popular MMO on the planet. Due to the strength of its mechanics, the constant content drops from its hardworking developers, and an 8-year saga so well told it made most gamers cry multiple times. Dawn Trail then has a lot to live up to, but after 8 years of dizzying success, it's hard to see the next entry in the Final Fantasy XIV saga being anything but a good time, especially as that's the entire theme of the expansion. Developer Naoki Yoshida described Dawn Trail as a beach vacation, and the trailer certainly bore that out by showing Final Fantasy XIV's lovable cast chilling out in the new land of Tyrael. 14's writers have excelled at creating a cast of characters you'd love to hang out and unwind with, and the chance to do just that means Tyrael will be many a gamer's holiday destination this summer. Number 8, World of Goo 2. World of Goo's central conceit of mashing its squishy, gooey characters together to form the various structures necessary to complete each level was utterly brilliant. The developers got a huge amount of mileage from the concept, introducing a range of different goo types with different physical properties and powers, and the physics engine allowed for some truly mind-bending solutions. It didn't matter how much time you put into it, it was never enough, and so it's wonderful that we're just simply getting more. There isn't a lot to go on in terms of what separates World of Goo 2 from the original, but at least the sense of humour is still intact. As displayed by their website, when developers were asked what platforms the sequel be on, they responded, "Let's just let the vast expanse of uncertainty fill our hearts with wonder while we fill our bank accounts with exclusive distribution contracts." Also, World of Goo 2 is just a fun name to say. Try it. World of Goo 2. It's good. Number 7, Metaphor: ReFantasio. A new JRPG from the minds behind the Persona series is always going to turn heads, like that distracted boyfriend meme, and the absurdly monikered Metaphor: ReFantasio looks every bit as eye-catching as its impossibly stylish predecessors. Despite the shift from Atlus's traditional real-world settings to a steampunk fantasy land, the developer's trademark sense of style has survived the move intact, as has the Persona game's time management system, as ReFantasio gives the player a year to gather support for an upcoming tournament parliament, which will decide the next ruler of the kingdom. Intriguingly, this means going on the campaign trail, with the player having to spend their limited time gathering votes alongside the more traditional RPG activities of dungeon exploring and monster bashing. And that's before getting to more eclectic activities like cooking meals, hanging out with party members, and bobbing around town on a steampunk skateboard. Nice. Metaphor ReFantazio looks to be a hugely successful iteration of the Persona formula, and that should be enough to get any RPG fan excited. Number 6, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2. Another decades-long wait, another sequel to a cult classic. After all the drama behind the development of Bloodlines 2, the numerous delays, the apparent cancellation, the miraculous revival, it would be easy to be cynical over the sequel's ability to live up to the beloved 2004 original. However, publisher Paradox Interactive's decision to remove the original development team from duty shows their commitment to living up to 20 years of fan expectation, and new developers The Chinese Room are a safe pair of hands for Bloodlines 2 to land in. Let's face it, nobody loved the first Bloodlines game for its combat. Instead, it found its way into the hearts of a generation through its stellar writing, unforgettable quests, and memorable characters. Qualities the narrative-focused Chinese Room should excel in replicating. It's been a hell of a journey, but 2024 should finally see a worthy sequel to the greatest vampire game ever made. Number 5, Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree. And so the cycle continues. It's easy to forget now that Elden Ring has indelibly etched itself into the gaming consciousness, but there was a time when almost nothing was known about From Software's magnum opus. Save its name and that George R.R. Martin was involved somehow, Elden Ring remained shrouded in mystery until its open beta allowed gamers their first tentative steps into the lands between. It's a trick From Software have repeated with the upcoming DLC. Save its name and an apparent February release date, but that's only speculated due to a leak. Little is known about Shadow of the Erdtree. Despite this, it's a safe bet that Elden Ring's first DLC will be a can't-miss event. From Software excel at DLC. Bloodborne's The Old Hunters is a frontrunner for one of the greatest of all time. And after 2 years of development, Shadow of the Erdtree will almost certainly follow in the footsteps of its legendary forebears. Number 4, Star Wars Outlaws. For those of you expecting Star Wars Outlaws to follow the traditional Ubisoft open-world formula, this is not the game you're looking for. Ubisoft's upcoming Scoundrel'em Up sees the company breaking from their traditional mold to create an adventure worthy of the space smuggler fantasy every Star Wars fan has imagined since Han shot first. As well as the expected stealth sections and action set pieces, Outlaws will allow the player to fly through space and engage in classic Star Wars dogfight action, and there's even a sprinkling of Mass Effect in the game's DNA with the promise of consequence-laden dialogue choices. Ubisoft are concocting a heady brew here, and if they manage to get each ingredient just right, then expect Outlaws to reach and possibly even surpass the high bar set by 2023's Jedi Survivor. Number 3, Tekken 8. With Street Fighter 6 having lit up the fighting game scene in 2023, the stage is set for Tekken 8 to start the new year off with a bang. Fortunately, Namco's latest looks ready to live up to the hype by delivering what may be the best Tekken yet. I mean, the game looks spectacular, and not just visually, although its Unreal Engine-powered bouts make it a strong contender for the best-looking fighting game ever made, but due to its crunchy, satisfying combat, and sheer wealth of game modes. As well as bringing back fan favourites like Tekken Ball, Tekken's stylish cinematic story mode looks set to be a massive improvement from Seven's unadventurous effort, and Arcade Quest is a delightfully meta look at the arcade scene that sees you take your avatar on a journey to become the best Tekken player in the world. Throw in Tekken's best-in-class customization options and a whopping 32-strong character roster, and you've got a fighter that could easily see its players trading blow until Tekken 9's inevitable release on the PlayStation 6. Number 2, Hades 2. Let's deal with the Minotaur in the room first. Yes, Hades 2 is only coming out on early access next year. But given that the original Hades was one of the most enjoyable early access games ever, and the finished product wound up being Game of the Year material, it's impossible not to be hyped for the upcoming sequel. Developer Supergiant Games cracked the roguelike formula with the first Hades, offering a winning blend of intense arcadey combat, gorgeous character designs, and a truly stunning amount of high-quality dialogue. Every time you thought you'd exhausted all possible interactions with one character, there would be another 10 witty or heartwarming conversations with them lined up and ready to go. All of these attributes added up to one of the most charming games of the past few years, and Hades veterans are understandably thrilled at the chance to return to its world. Hades 2 is going to be another roguelike masterclass, and if the writing is even half as good as the originals, then it will be a genuine delight to hang out with its cast of gods, demigods, and mythological misfits. And number 1, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Is this the obvious choice for number one? Probably, but there's plenty of reasons to be counting down the days until Cloud & Company make their next generation debut. Of all the games on this list, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is the one that feels most like a capital E event. From the winking showmanship of the release date on February 29th, to Square Enix revealing that the game will close with a reworking of gaming's most famous plot twist, Rebirth already feels like the blockbuster of the year, a can't-miss event like Barbenheimer or a new Star Wars movie. Fortunately, the game behind the hype looks incredible as well. FF7 Remake's combat is being improved with new characters and abilities, and the game world promises to be absolutely massive, with new locations being added to the mix, alongside old favourites like the Gold Saucer and Junon. Any game that inspires memes before it releases is one to keep an eye on. Cloud on a Segway dominated the internet in the days following the latest trailer, and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth looks ready to revel in the limelight like few others can. Let us know what your most anticipated 2024 releases are down in the comments below. Thank you for watching. I've been Cy for What Culture, and have a good week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.